Check, check, check. All right, fans, here we go at the top of the second inning. The batter is Suzanne Thompson for the Oaks. She takes strike one. No score yet. Radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, DJ Lefty with you live from Albers Park on DU Radio. Here's the next pitch by Westrope. This one's taken for a strike, as indicated by the home plate umpire. That's Wayne Ouellette. Dave Peterson out in the field from the NAIA. Kelsey Wood on deck. Here's the next pitch by Westrope. It's fouled up. Digging for it is Tallman, but she can't get to it. Tallman threw the mask off the catcher for the Penguins, but it landed over by the Oaks dugout down the right-hand side. Penguins in the dugout down the third baseline. Tallman behind the plate. Westrope on the mound for the DUs. Markley at first, Lara at second, Manning at short. Joyner is at third base. Get to the outfield in a second. This is a slow off-speeder fouled into the glove of Tallman. Strikeout for the Penguins. One away. Kelsey Wood, the batter. Jamie Pauley on deck. Mills in left field, Hale in center, and Sonny Castro in right field. Here is Westrope with an off-speed delivery outside corner for a strike. Here's Westrope, kicks and deals, a little bit high for a ball, 1-1. Kelsey Wood, her first AB of the day, game one. Top of the second inning, Penguins and Oaks from Albert's Park is drizzling. Now this one's chopped over to second. Lara picks it up, fires it over to Markley. Two down as Kelsey Wood goes down 4-3. Here's Jamie Pauley. Pauley, a right-handed batter. Where's number 13? She gets the start in right field today under head coach Danielle Stein. She's assisted by Andrea Ennis. Oaks are 14-13 this year. Penguins 8-18. Off-speed delivery by Westrope is right down the middle for a strike. Might have caught the outside corner. Stuart Horn, DJ Lefty, with you on DU Radio today. In the opulent broadcasting area, this one bounces on home plate for a ball, 1-1. Coop Hattican on deck. Westrope now wiping the moisture off the ball on the jersey. She rocks, and here it is. Oh, brother, that was close, but not called. Westrope did not get the call. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And there's just one out. Here's the next. Oh, this one's chopped over to third. Picked up by Joyner. Fired over to Markley in the dirt. Oh, you were right, Lefty. There was two outs. What am I saying? Pardon me. It's got so many things going on. A great play there by Joyner and a superb scoop by Markley over at first base as Joyner fired it in the dirt. And Pauley goes down 5-3. Six up, six down. Bottom of the second coming up. For the Mighty Penguins, it'll be Manning, Tallman, and Markley. No score. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, bottom of the second coming up, fans. DU Radio. Marchese on the plate, on the mound. Oh, man, on the very first pitch. A hard line drive. Vegas dives to her left. Scoops it out of the ground, fires it over to Fruitt from her knees. And Kate Manning goes down on a beautiful play by the second baseman. That's Vegas. Pretty flashy play by Vegas. Okay. Lefty not paying attention to my humor. Here's Jessica Tallman, fans, the catcher for the Penguins. Where's number 4? Right-handed batting, Tallman. There is one out. And I don't know what the count is. I don't think there's any strikes on her yet. Now it's a strike on a high rising ball. It is one ball and one strike, fans. There you go, Lefty. Good job. Boy, Manning came out and whacked the very first pitch she saw. Shannon Markley on deck, and this one's hammered into center field, but Thompson's right underneath it. And Jessica Tallman goes down on a big fly out to 8. Here is Shannon Markley. No base runners so far. We're in the bottom of the second inning on DU Radio. Head coach Bob Herman out there down the third baseline in the third base coach's box. He is assisted, of course, by Jessica Campos. He's was a player on the Penguins softball team last year. This one's line drive into right field. Oh, and a digging scoop by Polly out there in right field. And Markley goes down. She was robbed. A fly out to nine. And three up, three down. A superb play. Boy, there was a couple of great plays there. Vegas with the stab out at second base and fired it over to Fruitt to get things started. Then a long, lazy fly ball by Tallman, and Thompson caught it. And now this is a shoestring catch by Pauly. After two complete, no score, Oaks coming to bat. It's going to be Ku Patikin, Pam Marchese, and Amber Fruitt for the Oaks. Top of the third, radio.dominican.edu. Okay. For the Oaks now is Ku Patikin. She's in there, the right-handed batting. Patikin at the top of the third inning. And she takes the first pitch for a strike. Patikin out there, the third baseman for the Oaks. We are in the top of the third inning. Now she offers it this one way outside and in the dirt. Patikin was going to bunt at it. She almost fell on it. It was so far outside, but she offered at it. Nothing in two. No outs now. Westrope looking great. Six up, six down so far. This one's outside corner. Westrope trying to bite off a little corner of that. Didn't get it. One and two now. Pam Marchese on deck. First broadcast of DU softball on the 08 campaign. This is going to be a tough play. It's a chopper over to Law at second and a good stretch by Markley. And Patikin's gone. What a super play there. Boy, there's been great defense so far today, fans. Patikin goes down 4-3. One out. That's right. And there's no count now. As Pam Marchese goes into the plate, another right-handed batter for head coach Steins. Menlo Oaks in town about about a mile north of Stanford. Menlo in there in Atherton. That's strike one. Right down the middle. Westrope is chucking it. One out, fans. And one strike. Now this one's right back to Westrope. She heaves the glove out and stabs a line drive right off the end of the bat. Marchese didn't get a lot on that one, and Westrope was able to lean over. Westrope is a right-handed thrower, so she wears a glove on the left hand. She reached over her right shoulder and stabbed it out of midair. So that was a line drive to one for the second out. Amber Fruitt, the batter. Fruitt wears 19. She's the first baseman for the Oaks. And the first one is a strike. Now I'm looking to you, lefty. Good job. Here's the next one. Oh, there's a line drive out there to Castro. Castro's under it. Hauls it in. Sonny Castro, the great play. She's in perfect position. Castro now runs back into the rest of the team. Nine up, nine down. Line drive to nine for Amber Fruitt. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. No score. Kristen Kennedy, the designated player, Jenna Joyner, and Sun City Castro coming up for the Mighty Penguins. No score, bottom of the third, DU Radio. All right, here we go to the bottom of the third. Kristen Kennedy, the designated player for the Mighty Penguins in there. Kennedy rips one down the third baseline, but is foul. Kennedy wears 35. And the first, she got way around on that one, the right-handed batting Kennedy. Right off the fingers, actually, it was inside, and she pulled it right down. She almost killed the coach, and that's not good. Coach Herman standing in that third base coach's box from the bottom of the third inning. This one's now chopped over to the second baseman. Vegas picks it up on two hops and fires it over to Fruitt. And Kristen Kennedy goes down 4-3. Out number one, Jenna Joyner, the batter. Joyner wears number one. She's the third baseman for the Penguins. Joyner looks down at the coach, gets the sign. No base runners yet in this game. Slow off-speed balls high for ball number one. Sonny Castro on deck. Here's the next pitch by Marchese in the dirt. Ball two. Joyner represents the 17th batter of the game. Nobody's reached base yet. This one's a little bit high and very close to the strike zone, but Marchese does not get the call. 3-0 now, and Joyner just one pitch away from being the first base runner of the game, and this one's right down the pipe, 3-1. DJ Lefty to my right, she's working the scoreboard. Left to be talking more as we get the technical issues down. Oh, and the first base runner of the game is Jenna Joyner with a solid single right up the middle. Joyner, first hit of the game, first base runner with one down, runner at first. That's Joyner. Here comes Sonny Castro, the right fielder for the Penguins. Castro finished the, she finished the top of the third with a nice catch out there in right field on a line drive by Amber Fruitt. Fruitt got a good piece of it, and Castro was right in the perfect spot to field it. Castro now fires one way down the right field line. Very high, but it was way out of play. Castro now behind in the count, nothing in one. One out now. Jenna Joyner, the runner at first. No balls, one strike to Sonny Castro. Here's the next pitch by Marchese. Slow ball. Off speeder. Low and away. One ball, one strike now to Sonny Castro. Castro, the senior. Where's number 23? Now she bunts one down the third baseline. But it's a super bunt. Charging in on it was Patikin, and all she could do was fire it over to Fruitt, and that advances Joyner to second. So Castro with a sacrifice for the second out. And that brings Brittany Hale to the plate last time up. Hale with a ground out. Penguins now have a runner in scoring position. And that is Jenna Joyner after a solid single Joyner hit, sacrificed over to second base by Sonny Castro. And now the umpires are going to conference out there between the pitching rubber and the plate. Head coach Bob Herman all smiles out there in the third base coach's box. Like to see that. In the first base coach's box is the assistant coach for the Penguins, Jessica Campos. Brittany Hale, the batter. Hale, the lefty. Boy, if Hale could dig into one right here, the Penguins could pick up the first run of the game. They got the first hit of the game by Joyner. Oh, man, a fastball right down the middle, and Hale was running up in the box. Hale wears the face mask over that hangs off of the helmet. Hale behind in the count, no balls, one strike. And now she's nothing in two. There are two outs, fans. In the bottom of the third inning, the Penguins have a base runner at second. That's Joyner. Brittany Hale with a chance to knock her in. Penguins need it. Here's the pitch. Very high. One ball and two strikes on the left-handed batting Hale, the center fielder for the Penguins. Here's the next pitch by Marchese. Oh, and a swing through on a dropping ball. Now what's going on out there? No, did she tip it? No. Ashley Mills comes up. All right, I'm not sure what's going on here. Hale went down on a strikeout. Wasn't that? I don't know. I've been announcing two outs up to that point. Okay, Ashley Mills, a batter to the lefty. I guess the Penguins get an extra one here. This one's chopped over to the first baseman, fielded cleanly by Fruitt. And Fruitt picks it out of the air, runs to the bag herself. A grounder over to number three. That's the first baseman. The Penguins did have a hit. The sacrifice by Castro got Joyner over to second base. They had a chance to get a run in, but couldn't do it. We're after three complete, fans. Game one, as the Penguins welcome the Oaks from Menlo College to Alberts Park. Stuart Horn, Sonny Castro. Sonny Castro getting a start today. DJ Lefty's alongside. Sonny Castro is running out there. I was looking at Sonny when I said that. Been saying Sonny's name a lot today. Our folks are here. Shout out to Sonny's folks. DU Radio. Top of the fourth coming up for the Oaks. It will be Megan Clow, Alicia Vegas, Megan Pacetti. Penguins have had 9 up and 9 down against the Oaks so far. The Oaks are 14-13 their season so far this year. The Penguins 8-18. Should be a good afternoon of softball. We have three complete in the books. Top of the fourth coming up. No score. DU Radio. All right, now, bottom of the fourth inning, fans. 2-0 in favor of the Oaks. And Amber Lara, the batter, she takes the first pitch for a strike, and then she hits a seed of a line drive over to third base. Pattikin picks up. Boy, that was just right. It was like Pattikin was a catcher, and it's like Lara hit a fastball. One out. No count. So that was a line drive over to five. Kate Manning, the batter. Manning takes the first pitch for a strike. Last time up, Manning hit a grounder over to Vegas at second, was thrown out. This one's high and away for ball one. So it's 1-1 now to Kate Manning, the shortstop for the Penguins, batting in the fourth position, Manning. 0-1 on the day. This one's hammered over to Pichetti at short. Pichetti with a good arm fires over to Fruitt at first. And Kate Manning goes down 6-3. Jessica Tallman now coming up for the Penguins. Shout out to Tallman's folks. Tallman wears number 4. And catching in game 1 for the Penguins. Last time, Tallman hit a long fly ball out to Thompson in center field. Was put out. So Tallman 0-1 on the day. She takes this one low and inside for a ball. 2-0. Penguins trail. Bottom 4. Shannon Markley on deck. Should Tallman reach? This one's, I thought that was a strike. It was an off-speed delivery. But Marchese did not get the call. 2 balls, no strikes. Jessica Tallman, the batter for the Penguins. She stands back in now. She hammers this one down the left field line, right on the line. Oh, brother, pulled in by Wood. The long fly ball to Wood out there at 7. Penguins go down quietly, 1-2-3. For the Oaks in the top of the 5th, it'll be Koo Pattikin, Pam Marchese, and Amber Fruitt. Penguins trailing by 2. It's 2-0. Top 5, DU Radio. It's a wicked spin on it as it ran down the first baseline. No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, third base side. That one is fielded cleanly by the coach over there in the third base coach's box. Danielle Steins, the head coach for the Oaks. Vegas stands back in. The second baseman for the Oaks. Here's the pitch by Westrope. Slow riser, second base. Lara's got it. Markley fires over to third. Dug out of the dirt by Joyner. It was a poor throw. I think that Markley would have gotten the runner as the runner broke once Lara went to first. Markley fired it over to third, but it was low. And Clough slid in. So now with just one down after Vegas goes out 4-3, Megan Pichetti's coming up. Pichetti the shortstop. Here's the pitch by Westrope. That's right there. Oh, no. It's called a ball? Right there for a ball, lefty. I don't see that very often. Let's see. There's one out, lefty. Checking the scoreboard. Here is the next pitch by Westrope. This one's fouled off down the third base line. Megan Clough was breaking in on that one like crazy. She wanted to score. One out. Suzanne Thompson is on deck, fans. DU softball, April 6th, 08. Stuart Horn, DJ Lefty with you. As a home plate umpire, that's Wayne Ouellette. He pulls out the whisk broom and brushes off the plate. Pichetti stands back in there now. Last time out, Pichetti with a ground out to Lara at second base. Westrope kicks and deals. Here it is. Oh, brother. This one's hammered to left. Oh, Pichetti got a hold of it. Oh, man. Mills ran back on it. Couldn't get underneath it. Scoring from third is Clough. 1-0. And Pichetti has a double. Oh, man. Pichetti hammered that thing. And Clough had a chance. Clough came in on it. Mills had a chance at it. She just couldn't get under it. She had to spin, and it was over her left shoulder. That's a double. And now the Oaks have something going as Suzanne Thompson comes in. There's just one out and no count. Thompson stands in. Last time up, Thompson with a strikeout. Oaks lead 1-0, top of the 4th. Here's the pitch by Westrope, a little bit high for a ball. Kelsey Wood on deck. Man, oh man, did Pichetti hammer that thing to left field. It was high, and there was no way Wills Mills could catch up to it. This is an off-speeder. It's dribbled right off the end of the bat toward the pitcher, and diving in on it is Westrope. Running in on it, Westrope. And Thompson with an infield single right off the tip of the bat. It just died there in the soft dirt in front of home plate, and that advances Suzanne Thompson, over to third base. And there's still just one out as the Penguins are in conference around Westrope out there at the pitcher's mound. All the infield has come in. Kelsey Wood is the batter now. Wood has the face guard hanging off of her batting helmet, as does Pichetti, the runner over there on third base. The inning started with an infield single by Clow, then she stole second. She was able to score on the double by Pichetti. And this is a bunt right up the first base line. It rolls foul, and Tallman will go pick it up. Thompson now. Let's see, do I have that right? Yes, no, I don't. Kelsey Wood, excuse me. One, no balls, one strike on Wood. Thompson, the runner at first base. Now I'm square. Jamie Pauley on deck. Wood, the right-handed batter, stands in, hands high. This one's low. Throw down to third base is dug out nicely by Joyner. Tallman threw that one in the dirt. That could have been a disaster. Tallman with a up and quick fires over to Joyner at third, trying to get Pichetti leaning. Pichetti got back. And Joyner with a nice dig to save the ball from going into left field. Here's Pauley. Pauley bunts the ball. It comes back up and hits her, but it's called foul. The ball bounced in the batter's box. That's why she's not out. If the ball had bounced out of the batter's box and then hit the runner, she would have been out. One ball and two strikes. To the batter. Kelsey Wood. One ball, two strikes. This one's outside corner, nothing doing. Runners at the corners. Pichetti at third, Thompson at first, Wood the batter. And now it's 2-2. Pauley on deck as reported earlier. 2-2, Kelsey Wood. Here it is, right down the middle. Long fly ball, left field, digging for it. Now it's Mills, Mills under it. Oh, Mills hauls it in left field. She was in foul territory. She throws it back in. It hits the third base bag. But it didn't matter as Pichetti was able to score anyway. 2-0 Oaks, top four. Two down now as Kelsey Wood. It's a fly out to 7. And Jamie Pauley, who was thrown out last, in the top of the second inning by Joyner as she hit a chopper over to third. And also wearing the face mask hanging off of the batting helmet. This one is outside corner, a little bit high to Pauley. One ball. There are two outs, fans. 2-0 in favor of the visiting Oaks from Menlo College. This one's low and away. Two balls. Coop Attican on deck. Well, the Penguins started out nicely as Westrope went out and got 9 in a row to open the game. But now in the top of the fourth, a little trouble with 2 runs scored and a runner at first base. Here's the delivery. And that one's called a strike as Pauley took. 2-1. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. A breaking ball high and away. 3-1 now to Jamie Pauley, the right fielder. Number 13 is Pauley, bats right, has that front foot closer to the plate than the back foot. That would be a right foot. This one's fouled off into the parking lot. And I didn't hear a windshield crash, so that's always a good thing, especially since my car is parked right about there. DJ Lefty. By the way, fans, you can hear DJ Lefty on Thursdays from 3 to 5. On her show, Notorious, on radio.dominican.edu. Jamie Pauley, the batter. This one's hammered into left. Backing up on it, Mills. Oh, Mills over the top of her shoulder. Mills with a defensive move. Holy cow, Mills just threw it up there and hauls it in. That is a defensive move of the season right there. That looked like Willie Mays at the Polo Grounds, fans. Unbelievable play by Mills. Running backward, reaching over her left shoulder, Mills throws it up, catches it like a snow cone to stop the bleeding for the Penguins. 2-0, bottom of the fourth coming up after Mills with a defensive gem. Holy mackerel, it'll be Amber Lara, Kate Manning, Jessica Tomlin. The Penguins trail by 2, bottom of the fourth coming up, radio.dominican.edu. Top of the fifth inning, fans. Penguins trailing by 2 against the Oaks, and the Oaks are coming to bat. Q Patikin is coming up for the Menlo College Oaks. Patikin, number 16, is the third baseman. Patikin had a great defensive play there in the bottom of the fourth. The Penguins' leadoff batter was Laura Amber, just hit a seed of a line drive down toward Patikin as she hauled it in. Patikin, last time up, hit a grounder over to Laura at second, was thrown out. Top five, Penguins trail by 2. Here's the first pitch to Ku Patikin. Ooh, outside corner. And gets the call. Strike 1. Dean Westrop, the pitcher thus far for the Penguins, doing pretty well. This one's right down the middle for strike 2. Boy, all of a sudden, Westrop's got that low fastball working nicely. Westrop now looks down to Tomlin, gets the sign. Kicks and deals, working very quickly. This one's chopped over to Lara. 2 bounces, Lara to Markley at first. Patikin goes down 4-3 again. Pam Marchese coming up now. Last time Marchese hit a line drive back to Westrop. Westrop threw the glove out there and speared it. Marchese, the pitcher for the Oaks, stands in there now. That one's right down the middle for strike 1. Just one away now in the top of the fifth. Top of the fourth is when the Oaks did all their damage, scoring 2. This one's right field, digging in, Sunny out, Lara. Oh, brother. And the crowd, as Hale came in from center field, caught it, and that thing rolled right up off of the heel of her glove and almost out, and she held onto it. That was a snow cone. So that was a fly ball to 8, Amber Fruett. The batter, last time, Fruett hit a line drive out to Sonny Castro to the end, the top of the third inning. And Fruett's in there now. The right-handed batting Fruett is the first baseman for the Oaks. This one's in the dirt for ball 1, 2 down. Oh. 2 outs. The count is 1 ball and no strikes. All right, Amber, right here. There we go. Here's Westrop. Oh, Westrop with a fastball right down the pipe, 1-1. On deck is Megan Clow. And that's significant because Clow scored last time after an infield single. Fruett now chops it to third. Uh-oh, it's under the glove of Joyner. Manning picks it up, fires it to first, and on a bang-bang play, Amber Fruett is out, 6-3. Boy, that was close. What a great play by Manning after Joyner dug to her left. It got under her glove. Manning backed up way in the hole and was able to fire it over to Markley for the out. 3 up, 3 down, bottom 5 coming. Penguins will be sending Markley, Kennedy, and Joyner. See if they can get something going. Penguins have not scored yet. Bottom 5, 2-0, DU Radio. All right, bottom 5, fans. Penguins have not scored yet. They got to get something going now. Here's Shannon Markley, the left fielder for the Penguins. Last time up, Markley hit the fly ball out to right fielder. Polly hauled it in. She takes the first pitch for a ball. And that one's high. Count is 2 balls and no strikes, lefty. Kristen Kennedy on deck as Markley leading off the bottom of the fifth. This one's outside, low and away. Almost as if Marchese is pitching around Markley. She hasn't even been close yet.
She does have a strike.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
All right. You're right. Now it's 3-1. My mistake. Lefty's on top of it. Menlo leads 2-0. Penguins have not scored yet, obviously, by the nothing indication. They need to get something going here. This one's low, and Markley with the first base on balls of the game, so that's a walk. Kristen Kennedy, the designated player, hitting in place of Westrobe, will come to the plate. Last time up, Kennedy with a ground out to Vegas at second. Jenna Joyner now on deck. Kennedy, right-handed batting, holds his hands very high. Chopped over to Patekin at third. Uh-oh, Patekin picked it up out of the ground. Fires to Fruett at first. Markley was running when she shouldn't have been. And that's a double play. Two outs. As Kennedy hits a line drive to five. And then the double play. Jenna Joyner now batting for the Penguins. Last time up, Joyner with the first hit of the game for the Penguins. Made it as far as second base. And takes the first pitch for ball one. And this one's called a strike, but it's very low. Well, that might have been making up for the first pitch. That did not look that good. Sonny Castro on deck. This one's a very high, long, lazy fly ball backing up Vegas. She pulls it in at second. That one didn't even get out of the infield. The wind sort of hit it. And Joyner goes down on a pop-up over to four. Three up, three down. Penguins go quietly again. That's one, two. Of the five times the Penguins have gone to the plate, four of those times they've gone down one, two, three. And the one inning, that was the third, the top of the third, when they didn't go down 1-2-3, they sent five. Which is sort of interesting. So the Penguins don't have much offense going today at all. They can't hit the ball. Not so far. Let's see what they can get going as the game progresses. We're going to the top of the sixth. And the Oaks still lead it by a score of 2-0. For the Oaks, in the top of the six, it'll be Megan Clow, Alicia Vegas, Megan Pichetti. And you're going to listen to it right here on DU Radio, radio.dominican.edu. All right, here we are in the top of the sixth inning, 2-0 Oaks. First pitch to Megan Clow is tipped off the end of the bat, fouled away. No balls, one strike to Clow. Clow is 1-for-2 on the day with a strikeout and a single. And she has a run scored, one of the two runs. Here is the next pitch to Clow. She buckles out of the way inside. 1-1. Alicia Vegas on deck. Megan Pichetti to follow. Here is the next pitch by Westrobe down the third base line. Goes foul. One ball and two strikes now. As Joyner dug toward the bag at third, but it was foul well before that point. About halfway down the baseline, the ball crossed from fair to foul ground. One ball and two strikes. Here's the next pitch. Low and away, off speed. And Megan Clow goes down the strikeout. Oh, Clow with a... That was a weird swing there on the off-speed delivery. She didn't expect that one, and barely broke the wrist at her. Alicia Vegas coming up now. Vegas is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Here she is batting in the top of the sixth, and she swings through the first pitch for a strike. Megan Pichetti on deck. One down. In the top of the sixth. Score is 2-0 in favor of the Oaks. Here is the next pitch from Dina Westrope, and it is hammered down the third baseline, but foul. No balls, two strikes. DJ Lefty here. She's to my right. And she's working the scoreboard today. Here's the next pitch by Westrope. Oh, this one is a high rise ball, but it's hammered to left field, but the wind got it as Mills was chasing in foul ground for it. She couldn't get to it, though. The wind grabbed it and pulled it out there toward the parking lot. And as the ball fell and lost its velocity, It was caught by the wind and pulled farther away from Mills each passing moment. So Alicia Vega stands back in. Here's Westro. High rise ball taken for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Just one out. That's top of the sixth inning. Megan Clow led things off with a strikeout. This one's hammered up toward Manning. Manning comes up with it quickly and fires it over to Markley. Alicia Vegas goes down 6-3. Here comes Megan Pichetti. Last time up, Pichetti with a big double out into left center field, and she ended up scoring and had an RBI. And she was she represented the second run of the Oaks score. It is 2-0. Here is the pitch to Pichetti. Pichetti, with that double, is 1-for-2. A double came in the fourth. In the first inning, Pichetti with a ground out over to second. She takes the first pitch for a ball. This is long fly ball left field. Under it, Mills. Mills comes in on it, waits, and then pulls it in. Megan Pichetti goes down on a fly ball out to 7. 1-2-3. Bottom of the sixth coming up for the Penguins. It'll be Castro to lead things off. Brittany Hale, Ashley Mills, Penguins Trail, 2-Zip D Radio. All right, the Penguins are back up in the bottom of the sixth inning. Sonny Castro, the batter for the Penguins, the leadoff batter in the bottom of the sixth. The Penguins trailing 2-0, and Castro watches the first ball go past her first strike. First pitch, I should say. Bottom of the sixth. This is a slow off-speed breaking ball outside corner, strike two. Brittany Hale on deck. Sonny Castro, the senior. Right-handed batting Castro. Oh, brother, she took that one, and that was close. One ball and two strikes. Good eye there by Castro. She takes two practice swings, looks down on the coach, gets a sign. Kicks a dirt around in the box, and she's in there. Here it is, chopped down the third baseline, foul. 1-2 on Castro. Castro, a communications major. Used to have a radio show on D Radio, a couple semesters worth, in fact, when she was a freshman, I think, maybe a freshman or sophomore year. Now she's a senior. This one is fouled off a home plate. She's still alive. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Penguins got to get something going here, and they got to make it happen right now.
She's got a winner for the communications department.
All right, for whatever reason. I'll take it for any cause. Here, this one's very high. Castro buckles back, wears the face mask over. Over the mug for Sonny that's hanging off the bill of the batting helmet. Now she chops this one back. It's coming towards lefty. Oh, boy, I can't believe that missed us. That came right over the top of this broadcasting area where lefty and I are sitting. Enclosed. Just missed us. One ball and two strikes to Sonny Castro. She's in there. The leadoff batter. Well, the scoreboard says 2-2, and Castro swings through this one on the strikeout. Yeah. Castro is not happy about that. Castro swung at one that was indoors, and she goes down for the first out of the bottom of the sixth. Brittany Hale now. Hale over two with a strikeout and a ground out. Left-handed batting is Hale. Hale holds the hands very high, the left-handed batter. She fouls this one off for strike one. One down in the bottom of the sixth.
And she runs into the ball instead of just waiting for it to come to her. I noticed she did that a lot.
Hey, you know, a lot of times left-handed batters will run up in the box like that with a running slap, which is a play unique to softball. That one's high, 1-1. The running slap and the... What the batter's trying to do with that is she runs up in the box, slap the ball between the pitcher and the first baseman slowly and get a head start by running out of the box. 2-1. As that one's high. Hale now needs to get on base for the Penguins no matter how she does it. This one's chopped down the third base line. It's foul. 2-2. Hale now has batting gloves on both hands. A lot of the players do that. Hale has the ponytail straight down the back. Hale wears 24. Has that jersey untucked a little bit. I'd like to see her tuck that in. 2-2. And this one is high and away. Full count, fans. First time today for any player. And we're in the bottom of the sixth. I don't think there's been a full count yet.
Not yet.
This one's right up the middle. Oh, line drive pulled out of the air by Vegas. Vegas ran in on it. And Vegas issues the Penguins their second out. So that was a line drive over to four. And here's Ashley Mills.
We've got to get it going. Come on, ladies. I know you can do it.
Mills 0 for 2. She's grounded out twice. Mills a lefty. And my lovable assistant lefty is here also. She's a lefty. Ashley Mills. Amber Lara is on deck should Ashley Mills reach. Up the first baseline, foul. Count is 1-1.
I believe so.
Okay, we'll look at the umpire and find out. Yep. Oh, 0-2.
Oh, carrying the first one as a strike. I thought he carried as a ball.
Two strikes. And that one's high and away. So now it's 1-2.
There we go.
Track.
Alrighty. Now we're following the umpire.
Score is 2-0 in favor of the Oaks. We are in the bottom of the sixth, fans. Game one is fouled off into the parking lot.
Goodbye.
This one's way out of here. A new game ball has been brought into play. Now we have two balls in play. You can only pitch one, though.
That would be a little too confusing for the batter.
That's right. If there are two game balls in at the same time, then that's a different game. Today we're playing softball out here at Albert's Park, where it's overcast. It's kind of cold and windy. Oh, very close. And now it's
2-2.
2-2. Good DJ Lefty. Amber Lara's on deck.
Aren't you glad I picked up this game really fast?
Slow pitch. This one's hammered to center field, and it drops. And the Penguins have a base runner on a long single by Ashley Mills. And that brings up Amber Lara, number 2, the second baseman for the Penguins. Lara's had a lot of defensive work today. Lara's 0 for 2 with a fly out to right field and then a line drive to the third baseman. Two down, bottom six, Penguins trail by 2. The runner at first for the Penguins is Ashley Mills. Here's the first pitch to Amber Lara, and it is high and away for a ball. Lara's not gone very deep in any of the counts today. In fact, she hit the very first pitch in the first inning that she saw. She hit the second pitch in the fourth inning. And now she, with a little bit more patience, she takes this pitch for a strike. It's 1-1. Two down. Penguins have had very few base runners so far. In fact, they've only had two up till now. Ashley Mills represents the third base runner of the game. Nobody's scored yet. For the Penguins, it's 2-1. And now it's 3-1, and a little bit of patience is helping things nicely. On the part of Amber Lara. Kate Manning on deck, right down the middle. And now it's a full count.
Your second full count of the game.
Yeah, look at that. It came just two batters apart. Let's see if Lara can do something with it now. Penguins need it. Here's the pitch by Marchese. Off-speed breaking ball, strikeout. Penguins had a little something going, kind of. Leaving Kate Manning on deck. Oh, that's too bad for the mighty DU. Suzanne Thompson will lead things off for the Oaks, followed by Kelsey Wood. Jamie Pauly, top seven. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back. The top of the seventh inning, where the Penguins trail by 2 to the Menlo Oaks. Radio.dominican.edu, Stuart Horn, DJ Lefty, Westrop still out on the mound. Here's Suzanne Thompson. Thompson 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single. This was delivered in the dirt for ball one. Kelsey Wood is on deck. Westrop now looks down at Tallman and gets the sign. A lot of fans on hand today. This one's outside corner, not close enough, though. 2-2. two balls, no strikes. Markley at first, Law at second, Manning at short, and Joyner at third. Here's the next pitch. Slow, off-speeder, right down the middle, and that had Suzanne Thompson confused, 2-1. Thompson, it looked to me like Westrop was going to throw the fastball and then just threw a potato in there very slowly. This one's a line drive out of right field. Castro runs after it, but that's a clean single, and Thompson is 2-for-3. Pretty good stuff there. DJ Lefty, for some reason, is clapping. That's not a good thing for the Penguins, though.
We have to admit, it was a very beautiful play.
Well, it was a nice hit, yeah. Pretty good. I mean, it was okay. Kelsey Wood.
Make up your mind.
Well, I mean, was against the home team Penguins. This one's fouled on the sacrifice bunt was laid down right up the first base line, which would have been perfect, except Wood just chopped it up the first base line, foul a little bit, nothing in one. Thompson led things off and here in the top of the seventh with a two-run lead with a nice single out to right field that had DJ Lefty applauding. Jamie Pauley is on deck. This is a strike outside corner. Nothing in two against Wood. In the outfield for the Penguins, it's Mills in left, Hale in center. Sonny Castro in right field behind the plate is Tallman, and on the mound is Dino Westrop. Kelsey Wood, the batter. Westrop kicks and deals. Here it is. Oh, she buckled back, and it looked pretty good, like it might have caught a piece of the plate, but not given to Westrop. 1-2. Nobody out. Top seven. Runner at first. That is Thompson. Chop to right. Digging for it is Markley. Oh, Markley couldn't get to it. That one was just between Castro and Markley, and it was out of play. And nobody could have gotten to that one. Just a long strike there to Kelsey Wood. Wood is 0-for-2 on the day with a ground out and a fly out. Where's number 9? Batting right. Wood stands in. Here it is. Down the third base line. Chopper. Foul. Count remains 1-2. Still no one out. Wood wears the white socks all the way up to the knees.